Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do pray that today's prayer is an encouragement to you, and that if you're facing something really hard today, that I can't promise that everything will be resolved, but I can promise that the Lord will never leave you and He will never forsake you. He walks alongside you. We're taking up the story right after the Transfiguration in Mark chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. Remember from yesterday that Jesus was standing on this mountain and He ended up speaking with Moses and Elijah, and He had these amazingly brilliantly colored white robes, and God said, "This is my son whom I am well pleased." So today we pick it up with the disciples asking a question about Elijah, whom they had just seen. It says this in verses 11 through 15 in the Voice. "What does he mean until the Son of Man is risen? Master, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus said, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. They have it right. But there is something else written in the scriptures about the Son of Man. He will have to suffer and be rejected. Here's the truth. Elijah has come. His enemies treated him with contempt and did what they wanted to him, just as it was written. When they reached the rest of the disciples, Jesus saw that a large crowd had gathered, and that among them the scribes were asking questions. Right when the crowd saw Jesus, they were overcome with awe and surged forward immediately, nearly running over the disciples." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this discourse that's recorded, and it does make sense now as I read it that the disciples are asking about Elijah because they had just seen him, which is pretty amazing because he's a very large figure in the Old Testament, and you have represented there the law and the prophets. You have Moses, who represents the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophet, and you have Jesus there, who represents the brand new covenant, but who is the Son of God and overshadows them all. And in fact, as I think about it in other places in Scripture, Jesus does say that John the Baptist did appear in the spirit of Elijah, and he was calling people to repent. He was just like a prophet, calling them to, he was preparing the way for the Lord and asking people to turn from their wicked ways. And that's really the duty of a prophet. And he was rejected, and he was beheaded, and he was definitely treated poorly, as most prophets are. He also reminds us that just as the prophets suffered and were rejected, he was going to have to suffer and be rejected. And so again, Jesus, you show your kindness and your tenderness to the apostles. You kept telling them and trying to prepare them that things were not going to go well at the end here. There was not going to be a secret. You were going to suffer. They just didn't seem to be able to get it. They wanted this conquering Messiah, not a suffering servant. So Lord, thank you for all that you've done and all that suffering that you did on this earth for our sake. It's really bewildering and mind-boggling. But as I finished reading this today, I was really struck by these words. They were overcome with awe and surged forward immediately, nearly running over the disciples. I kind of wonder, Lord, just as Moses, when he came off the temple or off the mountain, his face shone. And I kind of wonder if maybe this is what happened with you as well, because these people are racing to you, overcome with awe. And I wonder if there was still glory shining upon your face, the kingdom being seen in such a powerful way. So Lord, as I prayed yesterday, I pray today that you would help us to understand you as great and powerful, to have awe for you, to be stunned to silence, to chase after you because we just can't wait to get enough of you. Everywhere you go in these passages, Jesus, the crowds are following you, pressing in. You are so very popular in that sense, and because people knew that there was something to you that was utterly different. And so, Lord, help us to remember that as we think about you, to remember that you are so unique and powerful and good. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to carve out a little space of time today just to tell you we love you, to hear your voice, and to commune with you because you're so, so good and so powerful. I pray all of this in Jesus' amazing name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to support the podcast and help with the engineering, which is what this Patreon account does, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. This helps William to engineer the podcast. And there's a bunch of different levels that you can choose, as little as a dollar. At $5, you'll get one of those paintings that I paint every month for folks. So go hop over there and decide if you want to. No pressure or anything like that. But if you feel the Lord's calling you to, then do it. That'd be awesome. And have a great day.